Blog Talk Radio.
Install your phone and shopping right now during the Hyundai Black Friday sales event and save big with
Sprout to David Howard Jr. Thing gonna hurt you. They tell you everything. And no OJs don't hurt you at all. It was different back then. The proud to be black. God made them to be. And they were proud of it. But anyway, this is Prophet David Howard Jr. The series on and sex. I know you to post on Facebook pictures of food you done made and get away from the real issues. But get ready. We finna talk about it today. Listen to this. Dr. David Howard Jr. When YouTube and Blog Talk hear that name, they run the block. Push it to the back. Don't let it do. Propaganda, propaganda. That's why Kaepernick, as good as he is not in the NFL because of propaganda. The instrumental you heard in the background was a rapper by the name of K. Reno. And it's funny that we're talking about money right now. Because K. Reno is good enough. He's right up there along with the rappers that still are out there rapping to this day. I know I can't listen to all of the songs because it's just not, I won't feel right. I feel dirty listening to a lot of these songs. And I know a lot of people just listen to the beat, but these songs will make you just make you feel downright dirty. We're talking about, we're beginning this series on money, power, and sex. A lot of people don't like me, and I believe the main reason why they don't is because all the nonsense that go on in 2017. And all the deception and all the craftiness and cunningness. Hard to get that past me. You can't twist my arm to do anything. And people don't like that. So it makes it difficult for people like me nowadays. And I'm going to give you a little instruction on how to be when it comes to money. To see money is positive and negative at the same time. But when you have it, it's going to generate positivity in your life if you use it the right way. It could either keep the idiots away or it's going to bring them close. Scumbag, what the world calls the scumbags of the earth. It'll bring them right in your lap And the scripture said he that has money never has money enough. And you got half the church that want to preach all the negative stuff about money. You got the other half of the church that want to preach all the positive stuff to benefit themselves. But the Most High been putting a lot of this stuff in me that I'm going to talk about for a long time now. Now, money is power. Don't get it twisted. Understand this. And in the sinful world, it will get an individual, third part of this series, sex. Why do you think these pastors be falling? You see more often the pastors that got a little bit more resources falling than the ones that don't. Notice that? You got pastors that's, their wife got cancer. Like, what's his name? I don't want to butcher his name, but particular pastor, wife had to get both of her breasts removed to battle the cancer that she has. And in the process of doing so, her husband divorced her and has a new girlfriend. And his church had the nerve and the audacity to be on his Facebook. I think his last name is Landers. To be congratulating him. These people kiss up to these pastors and these athletes, all these people because of what they have. And it could be one of the best people in the world that you would want to be around. Might not dress as nice. Might be on the bus. Might not have the nicest car. So nobody want to deal with them. Nobody ain't going to call. But people so saved, though. They so saved. I just can't imagine how they would do John the Baptist if he was in the world today. In the spiritual world, will lead some to lure you away with lust. That's what happened to a lot of pastors. Some people try to trap people with sex for child support. Goes back to money again. And other reasons. But it's all about self-control. Everybody got a YouTube channel nowadays. But not everybody has self-control. People try to dismiss the need for self-control with, can't do this, can't do that, can't do this, can't do that, can't go to the casino, not in the Bible. Can't get a lottery ticket, not in the Bible. God want to bless you. I need you to give me $100, not in the Bible. But people become very evil and manipulative when it comes to this thing called money. You got some people that they gonna do right with it. They ask for your help. Man, I ain't helping him. He gonna do this and that. He do this and that. But there are other people who gonna take their money, throw it in their account. And I'm not saying that preachers shouldn't get compensated. I'm saying that preachers should keep it real what they do with that money. But you hear me just like you heard me in my last broadcast. I'm advocating for coming out of all of these religions and creating just one group that networks together, supports each other, helps each other, and all glorifies God, the Most High, and focuses on Him and Him alone. Not no pastors, not no preachers, teachers. You know, if they know what they're talking about, it's okay to listen to them. You, it's okay to listen. But most of this stuff is all about money. Money, being all about money, while stuck their hands in all this religious spirituality in the first place. They had their own little beliefs. They wanted to twist and work their way into the popular beliefs. Nobody was called no Christian. No such thing as Islam. During that first century, during them first 300 years. People try to dismiss the need for self-control with, like I said, can't do this, can't do that. Lack of self-control will void a person from the Most High. I know. He don't say much, so you believe you're okay, and he on your side, regardless what you do. Now, I want to tell you that that's not true. The Most High ain't always on none of our sides. He on the side of right. Some points. The first point I want to make, tithing does little or nothing to help a person gain self-sufficiency and wealth. Stop letting them bills hustle you. Make in your mind what you're going to give. If he got a problem with it, leave. You don't need him. See, if these people at these churches got you thinking you need them, they're in your head. I ain't been with these churches in over, what? Let me see. The last church I was a member at, I got ordained by the guy, and he completely turned against me. And that was like 17 years ago. These years are going quick. And I'm just fine. Righteousness right there. I ain't sitting up here trying to say I'm perfect, but the righteousness is there. You better believe that. That's just being honest. Getting a mortgage or a car loan is not a blessing. Stop it, man. Line upon line, the Bible teaches the borrower is servant to the lender. Proverbs 22:7. The rich ruler and the borrower is slave, chains, roots, north and south. Mandingo to the lender. Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one or love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon being money, being material thing. What do slaves? They serve masters. So it's pretty obvious that that's what he's talking about. So working hard is not what he is talking about. You got people, man, I'm having one job and three. One job and three. I don't make time for that. I don't make time for that. Man, let me tell you something. Them people were serving him all day, all night. They were working 6 days and they was only resting one. All y'all want to do is I'm having faith and got your thumb in your mouth. Suck it. I'm having faith. Yeah, you're having faith like a newborn. You're having faith for that milk. How are you still like a newborn baby? Get out there and get you a job if you ain't got one. Get out there and start a business if that's what you want to do. Stop talking about you having faith and do something. Start saving up for your family. And I'm going to tell you something else. Don't be giving all your money to these churches. What are you giving yourself? What are you giving your kids and your grandkids? Some of y'all pay more in your tithe than you do in trying to have something for your kids, basically. And that's not good. Like I said, here, when he says you cannot serve God and money, mammon, he's talking about devotion, stewardship. It's amazing how people try to claim the promises of Deuteronomy 28 without doing nothing. They don't want to do anything. Most of the blessing, if you look real closely at Deuteronomy 28, it's talking about planting seed, work, doing something. Anything you produce starts out as a seed. The Most High wants him to, us to obey him when it comes to how we get it. And I'm going to show you something else. If man sets up a rule that benefits only the members of his prestigious group, reading between the lines, and that rule is not the breaking of Scripture, you ain't got to listen to that. Money is power, the rich rule over the poor. This is why racist men work around the clock, and I know y'all don't want to hear it. And if you're not propaganda, if what I'm saying is not true, then whoever handles this video for Blog Talk, let the video completely go through the process like every other video and get every listen, every person that's trying to listen to it, let them hear it. If I'm not talking about you, then let it ride. This is why racist men work around the clock to keep drugs and poverty in predominantly black areas, and it's basically an attempt to keep them enslaved to the various modern-day slavers. Huh? I'm making this up? I'm making this up? Compare the loans and the tax breaks that black people get to the loans and the tax breaks that Arabs get. So if you look at the ancestry, if you know how to go all the way back to the biblical days, they trace back to the Edomite. And Asians trace back to the Edomite. Look at the breaks that they get in this country over blacks, if I'm making this up. What you gonna do? You gonna try to do me like Kaepernick? You gonna, even though I'm talented at what I do, you gonna try to keep me out of work? Shows weakness. Shows weakness in them owners. They don't want him to be successful. If the system is not flawed and unbalanced, like I said, how is it that Middle Easterners, Orientals, Latinos, and others all benefit from the secret oppression of blacks? Grocery stores, they got everything. Everybody else lose their liquor license. But right here in Milwaukee, the same group of people that open up all these liquor stores, and they always want to be in our area, and they indifferent towards us. But what do we want to do? I take your girl. That's what they want to do. Unintelligent blacks will spend most of their time shooting at each other, fighting each other, committing adultery with each other's husband and wives. Out of that luck of intelligence, going back and forth with each other. Then you got these guys that claim to be conscious, and they at each other's throats even more. Man, I can't listen to that. How am I listening to you, and you just trying to make a name for yourself with your theories and rhetoric, and you, all you do is fight other blacks? You're probably an agent. You always talk about who an agent. You probably, that's who an agent. Integration silenced blacks and destroyed the unity and common purposes among us. The black community is continually dismantled and destroyed when grounded blacks move out and move around whites. Marry whites? Let me tell you something. You can create destruction just by merely wanting to marry a white person. And I said again and again and again, the answer is not to hate white people. You don't have to hate them to say, look, I'm about to rise up. We're going to rise up. This is the way we got to do it. Because if I include you, then I'm going to push myself back down. So hold on a minute. I'll be right back. The white people, you're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. Then you include them right back at the bottom. Just like the black colleges, when all them schools like Alabama and Kentucky who had people like Adolph Rupp who were openly racist, now he can get them and win championships that he couldn't beat them when he had the chance. There is no difference between women who only will date men with money than a prostitute or a stripper. Dropping them draws because of cash is dropping them draws because of cash. Then the false classy woman will get mad, right? When the rappers start rapping about it. I wrote some lyrics, though. I want to read this to you. Remember, the urban gangster rap basically represents the mentality at large of people in the common secular world. Now, he said this. It's the rapper Migos, right? The three guys. Know what they say? I wrote it down. He says, in Italy, I bought her a fur, look like a wildebeest. Just chill with me. It's no worry. It's a bill to me. I pull up Diablo. I pull up with models. Everybody know models ain't going to go for no broke dude, whether they look good or not. And a lot of them don't even look women. But that's the standard in the world, so got to follow. He said, I gave her her first Philippi. She swallowed the bottle. He said, now I'm all over. I'm all in her ovaries. He said, I gave her some. I Gucci'd her collar. Now she can't get over me. She want a dose of me. Now, you see what I'm saying? Now, we want to believe it, whether we want to believe it or not. Like I said, first got a nice drip on the charming realities in the world. They know that money is power that leads to sex with the weak. Later on in that song, he says, my B-I-T-C, he know what he doing. Ever notice how most marriages are fine until money problems increase? You got a lot of marriages, right? Everything going good till the loss of jobs, people start getting fired, people start quitting, wages start getting decreased. So stuff changes. Demons know that if they attack the dollars, they can have success in bringing down families. That's also why if you do not own the place, don't be at work talking about religion. In the Bible, if you don't own it, if it ain't your business, don't be talking about that. I'm telling you, I could tell you from experience, I done had multiple jobs where if all I had to do was just not talk about that, kept getting that money. And what did it lead to? You know, the deception is we'd be like, a guy going to get me through it. A guy going to see me through it, and he going to have my back and all this other stuff. Then your cars get repossessed. You start having foreclosures. You and your spiritual self. And who benefit? And them same people still don't be saved, and they still be going to work. While your kids is lacking. Not me. Not no more. See, in life, when you learn your lessons, you get better. You get better. Almost been homeless on multiple occasions because of my ideologies and talking about my beliefs at work. You can say all you want. Man, I know he going to give me. I know he going to bless me. What makes you different from them people in China? How are you any better? How are you any different? He said, in the world, you should have much trouble, but don't bring it on yourself. If your job don't pay enough and you don't want your own business, then go on salary.com, add it up. I can help you right here, okay? How many people you got in your household? For every person, pet, you got dogs. And the dog, let's say you got a dog and it's four. To make $15,000 every person at $7,500 for that dog. And you'll be fine. But if you're making $25 and you got a family of four, you can have all the faith you want. You have a hard time. You have to be extremely frugal. You have a hard time. That's not the love of money. Money is not the love of money. You want more money. If your reasoning is right, it's not the love of money. Now, if you want it so people can like you and desire to be next to you and all this other stuff, then you got a problem. But if you want it for the right reason, if you want to improve communities, make things better, and if you want to improve communities, you don't have to do something yourself because your average pastor is going to put it in his pocket. So if you're trying to improve communities with your own personal wealth, then you need to take upon yourself your own projects and make sure it get done. But anyway, that's noble. That's honorable to want to see your kids at ease. If my kids is getting fussed at jobs, targeted on jobs, and have to go to jobs they don't like, that falls back on me. That falls back on M-E. Me. That's what it falls on. And then you got these people, right? They try to act like they some kings and pharaohs in the earth. So they'll pay $800 for a car note. And then you say, how much life insurance you got? You got 4 grandkids, you got six kids, you got how much life insurance you got? Let me help you with that. If you really want to help kids and grandkids, you don't have to leave all of them at least $100,000 or better. If you could leave each one of your grandkids $1 million, or each one of your kids $1 million, and it ain't gonna cost that much. $1 million, like if you got 3 kids, you could leave them all $1 million probably for $200 a month, maybe $250 a month, and don't stop paying it, and don't borrow against it. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to everybody, but I'm especially talking to blacks. You could get your kids off the bottom. Now, imagine if you had left all of your kids $5 million apiece, and the whole time you've been teaching what to do with money. Buy your house, pay cash, put your taxes in the bank, buy you a couple cars, pay cash for them. If you don't pay cash, make sure you got enough to keep them fixed. Teach them. Help your kids. Money is power. It is. I could do a whole lot more to further the purposes of the Most High in this earth with money than I can without it. So let's come out of these religions. I'm going to say this every time I do a blog talk. Come out of these churches. Come out of these religions. You want to learn, I'll teach you. Send me an email. You want to be a part of something that you know is going to help the world get better? Subscribe to me. Send me a message on my blog talk. And let's do this. Come out of these religions. The Bible says, come out from among them and be separate. Help your kids. Help your grandkids. Stop talking about them standing on their own 2 feet. Strengthen their legs. Thanks for listening.